The Gemara says, which one refers to Gnevas Mammon and which one refers to Gnevas Nefashas? So we use this midah twice each time. Dabah halomim. None is one of the Yidgim midah shatar in the Dreshes time. So the pasuk loisignov in Aseres Adibus is written in the context of loisirtzach and the context of loisinov, which are chayv misa. So we assume loisignov is also chayv misa. That must be talking about kidnapping, as opposed to the pasuk in Kedoshim, which says loisignovu. So there, the Pesukim on Hishmur refers to Gnevas Nefashas. So we use this midah twice each time. Dabah halomim. Known as one of the Yidgim midah shatar in the Dreshes time. So the pasuk loisignov in Aseres Adibus is written in the context of loisirtzach and the context of loisinov, which are chayv misa. So we assume loisignov is also chayv misa. That must be talking about kidnapping, as opposed to the pasuk in Kedoshim, which says loisignovu. So there, the pesukim are speaking about loisashek as reachov, loisigzol, speaking about dini mamonis. They assume that the loisignov is also the gnevas mamon akasim adaber. Also included in the loisignov and aseres adibus is also gnevas mamon. That's what the mefarshim say on Chumash. What is the hemshach haparshias? How come mishpatim, this parshas hashavua, follows immediately after parshas Yisro? So the answer is that Parshas Mishpatim is spelling out the details of loisignov. When is it geneva, when is it not? If the mammon asakum bina geld, if I'm entitled to the money, then it's no isa geneva. If I'm not entitled to the money, then it is an isa geneva. So the whole Parshas Mishpatim is coming to give you the details of when is it loisignov, when is it not. But the ikir pshuta shal mikra. The ikir pshuta shal mikra, the Gemara says loisignov, and aseres adibus is begenevas nefashas, begenin nefashas kasmadam. So the Gemara says that one who kidnaps someone else, Pasuk says, "V'goynev nefesh me'echov a'mecharoi." It says a mecharoi. So he has to kidnap him and then he has to sell him. What is the issue that he violates for selling? So the Gemara says he's in violation. The Gemara says on Pevav and Menala, 15 lines from the bottom, that he's in violation of the Pasuk in the end of Chumash Vayikra, Chafei, that says, "Lo'y mochrim em keres ovid." So he really violates, one is going to Nefesh Mechor, violates the two laws. He violates Loi Signoi from the Aseres Adibus, and he violates Loi Mocham Am Keresev. So he's only Chayv Misa if he does both. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hagan Nefesh Misol, and Chayv Bat Shiach Nesenu Lir Shu So. That's by every Ganef like that. He's only called a Ganef if he's Moitzi, the Chayfetz HaGneva. Let's say this cup belongs to somebody, and I start moving the cup, I start making a Meshicha B'shus HaNignav. So the Mishnah says in Bava Kama, Tosis quotes, Mishnah in Bava Kama says, on Daf Ayin Tes, it's a misprint in the bottom Tosis, on Pei Hei on the base, it says Ayin Tes on the base. The Mishnah is Ayin Tes on the base. The Mishnah says in Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Tes on the base, if I Moshcha V'yotzei Yomeis, if the Ganav is doing Meshicha on the Behemah, the Ganav is doing Meshicha on the Chepetz HaGneva, that he wants to steal, and he didn't yet succeed in taking it chutz l'shusoy of the nignav, so then he's not, he doesn't yet become a ganav, he's not yet chayv kefal. He has to be moitzi et mishus al nignav, or the Mishnah says, or if he does a hagbor, mishus, hagbor is kain afilu mishus ha-moicher, hagbor kain b'chamochim, even mishus ha-moicher. Mishiche is not kain b'shus ha-moicher. Mishiche and hagbor are basically an extension of the kinyan of yad and chotzen. The Gemara says, the chotzer shalodim kaino lo shalom midaita. Chotzer is kaino even if I don't even know that the thing is in my chotzer. Unless if I know it's in my chotzer and I have in mind, I have in zin not to be kaino, so then Tosis says, in chesk sabbatim, you're not kaino bal korcha. Tosis has a right in the Gemara. But if I don't even know bechalal that the chayfetz, that the dovashal hefke fell into my rishus, so the Gemara says, chotzer shalodim kaino lo shalom midaita. It's a shaila whether that din is a din daraisa, din darabona. So there is a shita mukubetzis in Bava Kama, the apikul base, where the din appears. The chotzer is kind of shalami daita. So the shita mukubetzis suggests maybe it's only a din derabon. Pasha pshat, if you don't look in the shita mukubetzis, the pasha pshat in Gemara, that it's a din derais, chotzer is kind of shalami daita. What about yad? Is yad kind of shalami daita? Someone put something, a dovashal hefka falls into my hand and I don't even realize that it's in my hand. Or I realize it's in my hand, but I didn't realize that it was hefka. I thought it belongs to me. So then that's not called Kavanas Kinyan. It's not called Kavanas Kinyan if I thought that it belongs to me. So what's the din of Yad? Is Yad also kind of without Das Kinyan? So the Tzois raises a question about this, and he suggests that it's, he claims it's a Machlekes, Perhaps it's a machlekes Rashi and Tesis in Elo Nairis. In the third parak in Sudas, there is a machlekes Rashi and Tesis. Sounds like a machlekes Rashi and Tesis. That Rashi sounds like he says that Yad is identical with Kinyan Hakbo. There doesn't exist a separate and independent Kinyan Yad. And Tesis disagrees with Rashi. What do you mean? Hakbo is Lachut. Yad is a different Kinyan. So there are two separate Kinyanim. Hakbo is a machlekes Rashi and Tesis in Bava Kama. How high do you have to pick up the dover, the object, in order to be kinyan hakbo? Rashi says you have to pick it up 3 tefachim, otherwise it's going to be lovod. It's considered as if you never picked it up. And Tosfos says there is no such din. Lovod is only a din of mechitzis. A din of sukkah, a din of Shabbos, a din of hilchas mechitzis. Tosfos says, where do you use lovod on objects? They say that an object is lovod to the original makam. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. The Gemara says in the beginning of Erev, in the beginning of sukkah, the Gemara says, Shiurin chatzitza mechitzin halacha l'moshe misina. So the Gemara says, what mechitza is halacha l'moshe misina? What aspect of mechitza? Yud tvachim of mechitza could be that that's based on a pasuk. You don't even need halacha l'moshe misina. The Gemara beginning of sukkah has a whole machlekes from there, Rabbi Yudah. So according to some tanoim, it could be that the concept that a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim tall, that detail, could be that you don't even need halacha l'moshe misina for that. So the Gemara says, what do you mean mechitza is halacha l'moshe misina? The Gemara says, la nitzvachel l'lagud v'lovud v'doifen akuma. That those aspects of mechitzas, that's halacha l'moshe misina. So the Gemara state b'feirus that lovewood is a din of mechitzas. It's not a din. An oval. I think the Shach says like that. Not all Achranim agree. There is no Gemara that says like that. Adirach, we pointed out when we learned the second parak here in Sanhedrin, and it appears the same Gemara appears in Eilam Galchen. What appears from the Gemara that the din is that the oval has to sit in an unusual place. It's not really a din that he has to sit agabi karka. The din has to sit in a place where he normally doesn't sit, in a chair that he normally doesn't sit. So Adera, but that's a problematic shach. That the shach says that he shouldn't sit 3 tefachim above the ground, has to be level to the ground. A shver shach, it doesn't say in earlier sources. Shach writes like that. One Tana holds, yeah, Rabbi Gamliel, in Erev, in one Tana holds, Lovet is 4 tefachim, but we don't pass like that, we pass Lovet is 3 tefachim, yeah. Machlek is Hatanaim, the first parag in Erev, that says, well, yeah. So we assume Lovet is 3 tefachim. So the Pashta says that Lovet is only a din of Mechitz, that's what Taisus is Masik and Rashi. There's no din of Lovet in objects, and if you picked it up 2.5 tefachim, it's considered as if it didn't leave the original Rishus. Anyway, so it's a machlokes la'alocha. Rashi and Tosfos, how high do you have to pick up an object in order to constitute a kinyan hakbor? Rashi said you got to pick it up 3 tefachim, and Tosfos says if you pick it up 1 tefach, there's a gemara in Erevin when you make the Erevei Chatzeris, and one person buys all the matzahs from the store and he gives it to one of the neighbors who's a shomer shabbos in the building and tells him pick it up to be kind of shutfus for all of the shomer shabbos in the building to be mezakeh the Erev. So it says Magbio Miala Karka Tefach. So Tosfos says an often a Gemara that the Hakbo is a Tefach. They say that Rashi is masking Erevin, all the dinim of Erevin are only with the Rabbanon. So even Rashi is made with respect to being Koine Erevin Hatzeris, the Baksa Matzis, is enough a Tefach. And in Kol HaTarakula, we need a real Kenyan, so that's where Rashi disagrees and he holds that you need 3 tefachim. Whatever it is, there's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, how high do you have to pick up the object to be Koine Hakbo? What about Yad? So Tosfos says, Yad, you can hold the object within 1 tefach to the ground, and it's also Kinyan Yad. Yad has nothing to do with Hakbo. Yad is Yad, and Hakbo is Hakbo. They're different things. And Rashi in Elul Nairis, if this writes not so, Rashi writes as if Yad is just another way of saying Kinyan Hakbo, that you need the 3 tefachim by the Yad also. So the Ksais HaChoshen raises this question. We know the Gemara says in Bava Metzi, on Daf Kuv Beis, Chatzer Shalom Konelo Shalom Midai, the other places also. I say Daf Kuv Beis because that's where the Shita Mukubetzis is, who says that it's only Midi Rabbanon. The Chatzah, that din, Chatzah's kind of Shlomi Dait, is only Midi Rabbanon. The Pashtus is, we assume that it's their rest. So the Shaila is, so he's raised the question, what about Yad? Is Yad kind of Shlomi Dait? He doesn't even realize that this is a Dov Shal Hefker in his hand. He thinks it's his own. He doesn't know that it's Hefker. Is he kind of Shlomi Dait? So the Tzai says he thinks that it should depend on the Machlegis, Rashi and Tosfos. That according to Tosfos, Yad is a separate Kenyan. It's not identical with Hakbo. So Yad and Chatz are the same thing. Masheni can, according to Rashi, that Yad is not an independent Kenyan. Yad is the same. Yad means the same thing as Hakbo. So Hakbo, Alpi Pashtas, doesn't need Kavanas Kenyan. You're not kind of a Hakbo, Shalomi Daita. So Yad doesn't exist as a separate Kenyan. So the Pashtas is, we assume like Tosfos, that Yad and Chatz are the same Kenyan. Yad is not the same as Hakbo. They're two different things. Rabbi Kevega and the Nesivas both say that what's the Rebbe Kivegi has a tshuva, and the Nesibis and Chayish Mishpan and Hilchus Mechira, they both say, what's the difference halacha ma'aseh between Yad and Chot, between Yad and Hakbor? In both cases, you pick it up. When you say that Hakbor needs a tefach, and Yad does need a tefach. Every Hakbor is a Yad, no? When is it Yad, when is it Hakbor? Rebbe Kivegi says, no, Yad is only if you're holding it on your hand. And if it's above your hand, so that's Avir Yad. That's Avir Yad is also okay. What if I hold it like this? So whatever is the first inch, that's Tachas Yadi, that's Yad. The rest that's protruding, that's Hagbor already. For the rest of the thing, you have to have Hagbor. So Hagbor has to have either one Tefach or three Tefach. The part that's Tocha Yad, that's Yad. The part that's sticking out is not Yad. That's already Hagbor. So that'll depend on the Shaila, Rashi and Tais, whether Hagbor needs one Tefach or three Tefach. We pass from one Tefach is good enough for Hagbor. Rabbi Kivege has such a chiddush. Rabbi Kivege claims that by a get it only says Nechumish v'nasam b'yodo, and the Gemara Gittin in Bava Metzia says Eli al yodo chatzerim minayin. How do you know if you throw the get into the chatzer of the isha? Is also migoresh is tamalam v'nasam mikomakom. So chatzer is also in this rabbi. So yad and chatzer are both good because the hainahach yad and chatzer means hachnasa l'rishusi. So chatzer shalom kainu shalom midaito. Niktzai says the poshe pshat that yad is also kainu shalom midaito because that's mamish hachnasa l'rishusa. Hagboa Mishicha is also a kinyan of Hachnosa Lushusa. But it's not Mamish Rishusai in Mishicha. And in Hagboa, it's considered as if it entered into what's considered Rishusi. But it's not Koinish Lomi Daita. It's only if he has Kavonas Kinyan. So if he has in Zin, he wants to be Koinah, then Halacha considers it as if he did a Hachnosa Lushusa. But it's not as good, not as strong as Yad and Chatzer. That's what Rabbi Kivege Tainas. So you only have established that Yad and Chatzar are good by get. Are Mishich and Hagbo also good? So Itain is no. He has a Yerushalmi. Itain is no. The Mishich and Hagbo is no good. So he says you have to, if you're going to give the wife the get, and the get is going to be, she holds her hand, so the get is going to be sticking out like this, a little sticking out. So then the part of the get that's sticking out, the part of the get that's in her hand is Yad. The part that's sticking out is Hagbo. So that's no good, according to Rabbi Kivege. So you have to fold the get up so small that the whole get should be in her hand. The part that's mamish in her hand is Yad. The part that's above the hand, that's Aver Yad. So that's acceptable. Just like Chatzim is good and Aver Chatzim is good. So Yad is good and Aver Yad is good. But if it's not protruding above, it's protruding sideways, if the get is sticking out sideways from the hand, so then Rabbi Kivege Tainus is the same as the Nesivis, that would already be Hagbor. And he claims that Hagbor is no good for a get. Even though it says Beferish in the Rishayna, Tosfos says Beferish that Hagbor and Mishicha are good, and that's the Minhag Olam. You always give the get, the most Meirah Harod, they're not insist like Rabbi Kivege. They don't fold up the get so small. They fold it up a little bit, but it's still sticking out on the side. So the Minhag clearly is against Rabbi Kivege. So Rabbi Kivege is Meirah against himself. How can he introduce this new Chumre? The Gemara says in the beginning of Gittin, you're not supposed to introduce any new Chumres in Gittin today. Because for so many generations they never observed that. So Rabbi Kivege says, Adarabba, you have to be Moitzi Laz. All the Gittin are possible. All the children are Mamzerim, all the women are Rishishishin. The Gemara there in the beginning of Gittin says, even again to the Fananech, talking about a Dinder Rabbanon. When the Shliach Lahilocha, I may be getting Medina Sayyam, Shliach Lahilocha delivers the Gen of Chutzlots, he has to be present when the Sefer writes it Lushma, when the Edom sign it Lushma, so he can be able to testify later. So the Gemara has a shaila. Does he have to sit there? Does the Shlech Lalach have to sit there from the beginning to the end? That he should be able to really say, Bifana Nechtav Kuloi? Or is it enough if he's there a little bit? So the Gemara says it's good if he's just there in the beginning. Even if he's just there in the beginning, when the Sefer just begins to write the Shema, doesn't have to sit the whole time. And we would not recommend to introduce such a Chumre, Shalad Hotzilas al Kitna Rishayim. So he's talking about a Din de Rabbanan. That the din is that it's good. The din is that it's good, even though he's only there, the Shlech Lalach is only there at the beginning of the Ksiv L'Shma. That is the Psak that is good. And if you can introduce a new Chumra, so you get people, you will cast aspersions on the Gittin that were given in earlier generations, that people will start to think maybe those Gittin were no good, and maybe the Isha is an Eshesish, and maybe the children are Mamzerah. You're going to create problems. But Rabbi Kivege says, but my Chumra. And often a Yerushalmi is Takanesh. The woman is Takaneshish, and the children are Mamzerim. So he says, a mitzvah lahotzi laz al gitna Rishon. What are you going to say? Shalom lahotzi laz. You have to be Mefarsim, that all the gitna know that. So that's Rabbi Kivege's Chiddush. So the Pesach Teshuva in Ebenezer quotes this Nilchus Gitna. He says, the meaning of the Meir HaRoah, Meaning our most moral haro is that they're not choshesh Rebbe Kivega, because lemaisa we say that hakboa mishicha is an extension of Yad and Chotze. Yad and Chotze is afilu koine shaloimi daita. Chotze is a gemara and Yad is the ktsois. It's koine shaloimi daita. That's mamish koine because it's in my rishus. Hakboa mishicha, the halacha considers it as if it entered into my rishus. Not actually my rishus, considered as if. So that's the halacha by ganav. In order for a ganav, let's say, before you get to ganav nefesh, ganav moment, the Mishnah Baba Kama, I ain't testam an alf. It says in himotzi simotzi, biyodo haganevim, shorach hamotze, chayim shnayim shach. Ganav only pays kefel if he made a kinyi ganeva. What constitutes the kinyi ganeva? So it says himotzi simotzi, biyodo. Biyodo, yad. Only yale yad chotze minayin, tamalam himotzi simotzi, mikol makom. So you're going to tell me, Rabbi Kivega is going to say, only yad and chotze, not the kinyan manovit. No, the Mishnah says, that's the Mishnah and Dafa in Tesam and Aleph and Baba Kama, that Tesis book. The Ganav is stealing a behemoth. So if he does Mashiach, Bechotza ha Nigzal, he didn't, Mashiach is not kind of Bechotza ha Nigna. So he's not considered as Himotzi Simotzi Biyodo until he pulls it out into the Simto, the Tzidu Mishus Rabbah, maybe the Mishus Rabbah. A Shaila in the Antis is where the Mashiach is kind of Mishus Rabbah, Mashiach normally is not kind of Mishus Rabbah. Maybe by Ganav it is kind of Mishus Rabbah. 2 days in Tosis there in Baba Kama and in Ksubit. So it says beferish that Mashiach is good, even though the pasuk only says Yad, he must is matzah biyado. And the Brisa Darshan Zaini, Ali Yad Chatzer Minan Chatzer is also good. And that's it, that's all it says in the Brisa. But the Mishnah, that's all the Drosha Sapsukim. But the Mishnah takes it for granted that Mashiach is good and Hagbah is also good. If you do Mashiach, it has to be Moitzi, Hoymoshchu Yotzi, Amaz, Bishus, Anignav is not the Kinyan Geneva. He has to take it out of the Rishus HaNignav, and if he does Hagvor, then the Tosfos says on that daf, and Baba Kama daf ayin Tesam and Aleph, most of the Rishonim say there that Hagvor Rishus HaNignav would be, just like Hagvor is kind of Rishus HaMoicher, so Hagvor is considered, constitutes Kinyan Geneva Rishus HaNignav as well. So the Pashto said that's what we assume they get, is the same as by Ganav, just like by Ganav it only says Yad and Chotzer. We assume on our own that Huadinami Hagvor Mashiachah. So by get also, the Pasuk only says Yad, and the Drosh of the Torah Shabbat Pez Mar Bechotzer, V'nosam B'yod, the Enli Aliyod, Chatzer Minan Tan Lav, V'nosam B'komokom. And once I know Yad and Chotzer, so I assume on my own that Mashiach and Hagbo is also good. That's the Midrash Olam, that we make of the get is good Mashiach and Hagbo. What's only Midrash Olam? Rabbi Kivega will say it's only Midrash Olam. Could be. Could be. Rabbi Kivega can say it's on the Rabbah. It's a possibility. Okay. I don't think so. Let's say half an object is in my chotzer, half an object is out of the chotzer. So you don't even say Ruba Kukula, even if 90% of the chayfetz is in, have long spaghetti. So long strands of spaghetti. So 90% of the spaghetti is in the chotzer, and 10% of the spaghetti is out of the chotzer. So you only kind of chotzer is only kind of what's in the chotzer. You don't say Ruba Kukula. Whatever's out of the chotzer is not. Nish? Yad Lekeli? What do you mean? I don't think so. I don't think so. Whatever's not in the chotzer is not kind. Here, the Tosfos over here. So now the Mishnah. Here, Rashi quotes Adrosha. It says in the Pasuk, Rashi and the Mishnah pay him a base. Quotes Adrosha. It says in Parshas HaShavua, it says, "V'goy nevish mechor v'nimtza b'yodah moisimos." It says, "V'nimtza b'yodah." What does it mean, b'yodah? B'rishusoy. Rashi says, "V'cheinam v'ikachos kalartam yad." You can't say yodah. What are you going to say? Yad. By a get, you can say, "V'nosam b'yodah." You give the nesinus a get as yad. V'nosam b'yodah b'yodah agneva yad. By the gneva. What are you going to say? By goyim nefesh, he kidnapped someone. B'yodah. How can he put him in his yad? You can't have yad. So yad over here the, means b'shusoy. It means chotzer. So Tosfos says, lav davke doesn't have to be chotzer or yad. Hu adinami hagbo mishiche is also good. If I'll do a hagbo, I'll do a mishiche is also good. And then Tosfos is not sure. Tosfos has 2 days. What's the din if I'll make a hagbo b'shus ha-nignav? Hagbo is kind of b'chomokam. If you do a hagbo b'shus ha-moicher, it's also good. If you do Mashiach b'shus ha-moich, it's not kind. How can you say you caused the tent to enter your rishus? It didn't leave the rishus of the Marakama yet. How can you say it entered the rishus of the Marabasra? It didn't leave the rishus of the Marakama yet. But if you do Agbo, then it's no longer resting on the floor, on the table, in the Rishus of the Mocher. So then it did leave the Rishus of the Marakam and entered into the Rishus of the Marabasr. So that's so by Tosis, and most of the Rishonim say it's true by Ganav also. If the Ganav does a Hakbo, Rishus HaNignav, so the Ganav is Chayiv Kefal. Even though it never left the Rishus of the house of the Nignav, but if the Ganav did Hakbo, Rishus HaNignav, so that's considered leaving the Rishus. I think the Shid Mekubetz is there, but we come to find Tosis and Aleph, quotes that the Rabbi disagreed. The Rabbi holds that the Takanat Chayiv. But most of the Rishonim assume like Tosis, that Hakbo is kind of Rishus HaMecher. So Hakba B'shus HaNignav also makes a Kinyan Ganev, it's also Chai. Here Tosis has 2 days, what would be the din if you make a Hakba B'shus the kidnap, the person whom you kidnap? Would you say the same thing? If you do either a Meshicha Chutz L'Rishus or Hakba B'shus is Chai. So they say about six, seven lines from the bottom of that Tosis, the bottom Tosis. V'efshir, maybe the din is the same as in over there. In Mikbir, Afila B'shus HaBayim Chayiv. They say Bechule. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah, Bechule. You can look all you want. Tosis says it on the Mishnah. Tosis and most of the Rishonim say it against the right. That if you did a Hakbo Bishus HaNignav, that constitutes a Kinyan Ganeiva and Yechayiv Kefal. So first Tosis says, probably the same thing over here by a Goinim Nefesh HaMechore. It has to be Goinim Nefesh, Vinim Tzad Yod means Bishusoi. So Bishusa either means Yad, not physically possible, it means Chotzer of the kidnapper, or Meshicha, if he does Meshicha out of the Bishus of the Nignav, or if he does Hakbo, Bishusa Nignav, Hakbo is also good. Inami, Taisa says, maybe it's not the same. They suggest maybe over here, Bishusa Abban Lama Hanukkah, they're not sure, maybe over here, by kidnapping, maybe if you do Hakbo, Bishusa Nignav, in the chotzer of the one, I tie him up, I want to kidnap someone, so I tie up his hand in his feet, and I pick him up in his own shoes, and I never got to walk out of the shoes, and I put him down already, so maybe then Hakbo, Bishusa Nignav would not be. This is a mesupik based on the Hemshech HaGemara. They have a suffix like that. But leaving out this suggestion, the second suggestion, the first suggestion of this, they're trying to make everything shoveh. That by Geneva, by Gernet Mammon, and by Gernet Nefoshes, and by Kenyon, it's all the same thing, that Hakbo B'shus HaMoicher is good. So it's called Benim Tzibiyot. It's called Knisa L'Rishus. So what's the din? In order to be Chayiv, Goinim Nefesh, has to be Goinim Nefesh, Benim Tzibiyotoi, you have to make a Kenyon. You have to make a kinyan chotzer, a kinyan hakbo, a kinyan meshicha. Then it has to be umechore, he has to sell him to someone else, because he has to violate the both averis. He has to violate the lava of loy signoi from aseres hadibris, and the second lava of loy mochem emkeres evit. That's what the Gemara says here, 20 lines from the bottom of pei vav and al. And then it has to be the hisamaboy, umechore. Hisamaboy says in the chum, hisamaboy means the kidnapper was mishtamesh, he used the kidnapped person for his own purposes before he went and he sold them to someone else. He so abused them, he kidnapped them, and he used them to work for himself, and then he goes and he sells them to someone else. So that seems to be what it says in the Chumash. So the Mishnah quotes, Kiilu et ha-machlekes ha-tanon. Tanakam quotes ha-machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakam. Tanakam says, Agvenu nevish b'Yisrael anachai v'ashech v'nsenu l'vishusay. He also agrees, you have to sell them. It's a pasuk, a mechore. Agvenu nevish mechore. And it says, v'samaboy. So he says 2 conditions, Goinev and Yachnesen Alushusa. Rabbi Yudo Eimer has to be Yachnesen Alushusa, be Yishtamish boy, or Mechorei. Everybody agrees has to be Mechorei. Everybody agrees has to be Yishtamish boy. So what are they fighting about? What's the Gemara? Tankamla boy, Imur. What? Tankamla doesn't believe in the Pasuk and Chumash. Everybody's masking. You need all the 4. You need Goinev Nefesh. Nimtza B'yoda means a Kinyan Ganeva, Yishtamish boy, to be Mishtamish boy, or Mechorei. Everybody agrees, you need all 4. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? Zog the Gemara, Im HaPachash HaRuputa Ike Bein Ayu. Machlokes is, to what extent you have to be Mishtamesh in the person whom you just kidnapped. So what if you have a Hishtamshus, which is less than a Shavuputa? So Rabbi Yudah is quoted in the Mishnah as saying, the Hishtamish boy, he's emphasizing this, the Hishtamish boy, he holds you have to have more of a Hishtamshus, you have to have Hishtamshus that's a Shavuputa. Ishtamshu, less than Shavuputa, doesn't count. And Tanakam says, no, Mechit Tesef. Everything has to have be a Shavuputa. A Shia Shavuputa? A Shia Shavuputa is by Gnevis Momin. What has it got to do by Gernan Nefesh and Mechora? Ishtamshu doesn't have to be Shavuputa. So that's a Machlekes HaTanon. does the Hishtamshus have to be Shavu Putim? Then the Gemara has a Sofek, Boy, Rav Yirmiya, the very second line in the Gemara, right after the Mishnah. Rav Yirmiya has a Sofek, Ginovoy Umechora Yoshin Mahu. He kidnaps someone in the middle of his sleep. He's in a deep sleep. He kidnaps him, and he sells him to someone else, and he's still sleeping the whole time. Yeah, well, let's say he takes a little baby in the cradle. He kidnaps a baby, and he goes and he sells him to someone else. He has a Sofek, is he chayv or not? What's the Sofek? He doesn't explain what the Sofek is. Gemara is going to say in a minute, Rashi says. Macharisha l'ubra mahu. He kidnaps a pregnant woman, and he doesn't sell the woman. He doesn't sell the woman. He sells only the uber, and he makes it clear to the customer who's buying the uber, the woman is going to be my slave. She's going to be my servant. I'm only selling you the uber when the uber will be born. The uber belongs to you. So Rabbi Yirmiya presents it as if that's a Sofek. By Tovach HaMachar, the Gemara talks about, there is a din of Tovach HaMachar in Parshas Mishpatim. Usually there's a difference between a ganav and a gazlan. A ganav pays kefil, and a gazlan only pays keren. He doesn't pay kefil. A ganav means he sneaks in and he steals it when no one's watching. A gazlan, he steals it in broad daylight. Everybody sees and he doesn't care. So a ganav has to pay kefil. What happens if the ganav stole shor oseh, the Ema Torah, as opposed to a behemoth tamei, as opposed to a chaya tohirah? He steals that behemoth tohirah, that shorba set. So the pasuk says, if he sells it, or he shechts it, tovach umachar, chamisha boki shalom tachas hashor, v'arba tzoyim tachas haseh. He doesn't only pay keren and kefil, he pays an additional two or three. And some total altogether adds up to arbo, chamisha boki tachas hashor, v'arba tzoyim tachas haseh. So they're going to take the keren with the kefil with another two, is going to be arba tzon tachas haseh, and if it's a shor, it's going to be an additional three, a penalty of three more times over and above the keren and the kefil, adds up to some total of chamisha boki shalom, five times. So the Gemara says that the when you shecht the behemoth, is a shecht to shecht only one half of the behemoth? I only shecht this leg. There's no such thing. The tvachu kulot. You shecht the whole behemoth, you can't shecht the half of the behemoth. So to Mechara Kula Bina, the hekesh between Tovach HaMachar. Let's say a ganav stole a Shor V'seh, and he sells a shutfis, he sells a share of the Shor V'seh to someone else. But he didn't sell the whole Shor V'seh, he only sold part. So the Gemara says that you're not chay. If Mochar only miktsosoy, you're not chay, you have to be matvacha kuloi af Mechara Kula. That's the Gemara in Perek Meruvin and Bogakam. So one might have thought that that's the Sofek of Rabbi Yirmi over here. I kidnapped a pregnant woman, and I sell the uber to on the slave market to a customer, but I say the woman is going to remain my slave. When the baby will be born, the uber goes to you. I'm only selling the uber, not the woman. So you can say that that's the Sofek of the Gemara. You have to have Mechara Kuloi. So do you say uber Yerachimo, it's not Mechara Kuloi? Or maybe you should say uber Lav Yerachimo. So they're two different gufim, so he sold the uber is lechud and the mother is lechud. One could have given a whole interpretation. So the whole interpretation is wrong. Because the Gemara is going to explain in a minute what is the Sofek of Rabbi Yirmiya, the way it says in our Gemara. So the Gemara, Frek Takash, Mahu. What does the Gemara say? Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, he has the two Svekas. Ginova Mechor Yoshin, Mahu, what's the din if I kidnap someone and I sell him while he's sleeping? The whole time from the beginning to the end he's sleeping. And Sofek number two is Macharisha L'uber Mahu. He stole a pregnant woman, and he sells only the uber, and he doesn't sell the mother. What's the Nekudas HaSafik? The Safik is not Mechora Kula, that is not selling the whole woman. The Safik is, Yesh Derechim HaBekach, or Ein Derechim HaBekach. The assumption is that everybody agrees you have to have Hesama by Mechora, you have to be Mishtamish. Is this considered a normal form of Mishtamshus if you're going to use the uber before he's even born, or you're going to use the sleeping person? Is that called Derech Hishtamshus Bekach? Frek Di Gemara, who, what, when? Well, what kind of imur? Typically, the lek imur klal. How do you get the uber to do service for you? How do you get the sleeping person to give you any service? He's sleeping. What shach to say imur? It's not even going to be imur pachas meshava pruta. No machlek is over here. There's no imur at all. Zog di gemara loy tzvicha. We're talking the following case. The sofik bayoshin is the fellow is in a deep sleep from the beginning to the end. I kidnapped him, I was machting him into my rishus, and then I leaned on him. I was so tired I leaned on him, and he didn't wake up the whole time. And then I sold him. So that's a suffix. Is that called a mechora? Should I say, is that called imur? Is that called the hisamabo? So the Gemara, Lo Tzvicha, the case of Rabbi Yumi is Yoshein, the first suffix number one was the Zogale, he leans on him. Is that called the Hisama? But maybe Hisama means he does a normal pa'ula for me. I get the kidnapped person, I tell him, wash the clothing. I tell him, cook some food for me. I tell him to do some services for me. But the person is sleeping and I lean on him. So the Gemara is Mesupik. Is that called Derech Imu Bekach? Ain't Derech Imu Bekach. And the Sufik by the Isha is also like that. He's selling the Uber. The fact that he's selling an Uber is not a problem of selling a half a purse. That doesn't bother him. By Dalet Vehei, by Tavach HaMachom, when you sell, you have the Behemu Muberis and you sell part and part you keep, you probably not chayv over there. The Gemara says you have to sell the whole thing. But somehow over here, the Gemara assumes he's selling the Uber, that's not a problem, even though you're not selling the mother. But the suffix is the Hishtamshes on the Uber. What possibly can you use the Uber for? So the Gemara Isha, the pregnant woman, the Ukma Bapi Ziko, the wind is blowing, the door is open, the wind is open, the wind is blowing, and has this highly pregnant woman stand in the way. So if she would not have been pregnant, she would have been skinny. So it would have been windy on me. Now that she's pregnant, so the Uber is mishamish me, that there's less wind blowing my way. So that's the Gemara is clear, Rabbi Yirmi is Sufi. The Gemara makes fun of Rabbi Yirmi. He always declares Hakiris. Dak is Dika Hakiris. So he's not sure. Then the Gemara says they threw him out of the base medrash. Once they gave one Hakira too much and they kicked him out. So this is also funny Hakiris. So he says the Sufi by the Isha is the Ukma Ba'api Ziko. He had a stand in front of the wind. And because she's pregnant, so the Uber blocked the way a little better, so it's less wind blowing on me. So the suffix of Rabbi Yirmi is Derech Imu Bekach, Ain Derech Imu Bekach, my. What's the din? So the Gemara says Teku, they don't know. So the Pashtus is that the way we have the Girs and the Gemara, they're both the same type of a suffix. By the case of Yoshin, the Zagale that he leans on the Yoshin, and by the case of the pregnant woman, the Ukma Bapi Ziko, as the woman stand in the way of the wind that's blowing to protect him, so the Uber is protecting a little more, the suffix is related suffix, similar suffix in both cases, is this Derech Imu Bekach Anat? When you look in the Rambam, they give you all the tziyunim, Yud, Chof, Lamed, you look in the Rambams, the Rambam writes them in two different halachas, one is halacha Gimel, one is halacha Dalet. So by the Yoshein, he says, the Zagale, I lean on him. So he writes, he doesn't write that it's in Bible Leif Shita, just says Pater. So he says Pater because it's not a normal Hishtamshes. Ain't Derech Imu Bekach. By the woman, he sounds like it's Pater because he didn't sell a whole woman. He doesn't raise the issue, is it called the Ima? He doesn't tell you the whole story, put her in the wind, and the Uber is Mapsik Moor. He presents it as if it's a Shiloh of Mechora Kulo. If you sell only half of the, if I kidnap a person and I want to maintain him as a slave and I want to sell a shutfus and the slave to someone else, and we're both going to be shutfim. So the Rambam seems to be assuming that you're not chayv, like by Tavach HaMocha, by Shor Veseh. If you sell part of the Shor Veseh and you retain part for yourself, you're not chayv. Ma Tavach HaKulabino, not Mechara HaKulabino. You have to sell the whole Shor Veseh. And here the Rambam presents it, Kilo, it's a suffix. If she's pregnant and you sell the Uber and you retain the mother for yourself, is that called Mechara Kulo? Or it's not called Mechora Kula. That doesn't correspond to what it says in our Gemara. Our Gemara says a different Sad Sofit. Is that called Derech Imu Bekach? Ain't Derech Imu Bekach. I mean, you have no Hekesh. Yeah? There, by Tavach HaMocha, you have a Hekesh between Tavach HaMocha. Here, there's no Hekesh. I don't know. But that's what it sounds like to me. That's the impression that I had from the Rambam. Because he splits them up. And in the first case, by the Yoshin, he writes this. The issue is that it's not normal Hishtamshus, it's not a normal Imur. In the second case, he says, because he didn't sell the whole Isha. So there is a discussion in Rambam and Rabbi in Hilchas Avodim, how do we pass him whether Uba Yerachim or Uba Lav Yerachim? So if you all do Uba Yerachim or Keva Mevareha, so it's the woman's body who's doing it. Not the Uba doesn't exist as an independent thing. But if you all do Uba Lav Yerachim, so then you have two bodies. and I was mishtamish in the Uber. It's just that it's an unusual mishtamish. It's an abnormal mishtamish.
According to the way the Rambam just split it up, you would have to say Uber now if you would
He would have to hold Uber Yerechimoy. Otherwise he didn't... Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. And that goof is the tzad sofek, is there a need for mechora kula?
Just because it's not normal doesn't
mean
like a
fact.
So you're getting enough
from it. So the Gemara.
Why would you say that?
Rabbi Yirmiyah is mesupik. Maybe when the Torah says v'hisama b'mechora, it has to be a normal way. The din of shaloi kiderech doesn't only apply to Hilchas Shabbos. We are used to saying in Hilchas Shabbos, if you do a malacha kalacha yad, you're not chayv because malachas machshev is as for Torah. But there are Gemaras in other places also, not necessarily in the area of Hilchas Shabbos. Machon of Asman has an essay that he quotes Mishnayos and other cases, where the dinim of Kalacha Yad apply to other cases as well. If you do something in an abnormal fashion, it doesn't count. Maisa Shalakadarka doesn't count as a Maisa. So here, that's where Rabbi Yirmiyah's Sofik is. Is this called Derechim Bekach? Ain't Derechim Bekach. If it's unusual, he's not so convinced that the din would be that Yechai. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes the Pesukim Tana Rabbanon. The problem is like this. We already had this a few times. Here, the little Taisus on our daf, Ish Ish Maltam Aloyma Ish Ish. So they say, Pirashti, they explained it earlier. What they explained earlier, that in Hebrew, there is no neutral gender. Either it's Beloshen Zoch or Beloshen Nekeva. There's no way to write something that it should apply to men and to women. So Kol HaTerkul is written Beloshen Zocher. And we say, despite the fact, says, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It only goes on men, it doesn't go on women. You're not allowed to eat chazik. You're not allowed to do all the averis. Kol HaTarkul is written Beloshen Zoch. The Isha Kosev Isha Leish. The Chol HaDinim Shabbatar. All the dinim apply equally to the men and to women. Unless it's Mitzvah Seser Shaz Magroma that the women are put. When do you say that you exclude women if it says Ish? If it says Ish, then sometimes you say, either Mitzvah Seser Shaz Magroma, we have the Alfusa that women are exempted, or if it says the word Ish, so sometimes we'll say Ish Prat L'Isha, and sometimes we'll say Ish Prat L'Kotten. You have to darshan based on the context. Here the problem is, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Chav Dalet, the Gemara quotes it, Ki Motze Ish Goinim Nefesh Me'achov. It says, Ki Motze Ish. So maybe you should be Medayik Ish Prat L'Isha. So the Gemara says, you can't darshan like that. Ki Motze Ish Prat L'Isha. If a woman violates the Aveira of kidnapping, she's not Chai Misa. No, we have another Pasuk that says, V'goinev Ish Mechor, V'nim Tzabiyar Mois Yumas. V'goinev Ish goes on the Nignav. The Nignav is an Ish. But the Goinev does make a difference. Says, V'goinev, whoever gambles, it doesn't matter whether it's an Ish or an Ish. Then the Gemara says, but maybe I should say like this. If it's a woman who kidnapped someone else, she's only going to be Chai Misa if she kidnapped the man. Because it says, V'goinev Ish. And if it's a man who does the kidnapping, Ki Motze Ish, Goinev Nefesh. So if it's a man who's doing the kidnapping, it doesn't matter who the nefesh is, whether it's a male or a female. What if a woman kidnaps a woman? Maybe a woman kidnaps a cotton. Maybe then your potter. Gemara says, no, we have enough psukim that covers everything. Everything is covered. Sure. Everything is covered. Everybody's included. Even a gershin is guy, or even an ebed shen ishtacher. Everybody's included. The one who is not included is an ebed. An ebed shalon ishtacher is not included. One who kidnaps a nochri, it's an avera. You're not allowed to do any avlis to a ben noach. But the oynish misa only applies going of nefesh me'echov. Achiv only means a Yisrael. So if one is going of a sa'akum, although he did an avla gedayla, according to Dina Yisrael, is not chay misa. The ben noach can give misa if they want to. Why not? He's chay misa mitam ben noach. But b'dina Torah, he's not going to get an oynish misa. And even if he's going to Eved, he's also potter. That's the bottom Rashi on the daf. He might say, Haganav has to say, Hahu, Dashina Lipsifei Lamuta going to Eved. One of Gamas and Eved is potter. What's the Gedra Hadin? One of Gamas and Eved is potter. If you Gamba Nisha, you are Chayv. Gamba Kot, you are Chayv. Only an Eved is potter. What's the nature of the Din? So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanan based on psukim. What's the din if you kidnap a chatzi eved v'chatzi melchor? Misha chetzi eved v'chatzi melchor. Rabbi Yudim echaye v'chachamim poitrim. Machlokes hatanan. What do you chay? And the Gemara on Peivov and Aleph works out the psukim. And Miyatach Miyatach the Rab is a series of psukim. What's the Nekudas on Machloek? You say, Bachatz Yevet, Bachatz Mecher. So you have in other places, let's say, a woman is exempt from Tkia Shofar, a woman is exempt from all the mitzvahs, which has mankrama from Yeshiva Besukim, except for Achilas Matzah, Kiddush, is mankrama that women are chayv. But many tefillin, tzitzis, is mitzvah has mankrama, the women are pot. So any mitzvah sesher that the women are pot, the Eviknani is pot, because they only know the Eviknani is chayv and mitzvah is based on Gzer Shava, Lola Meisha. So whatever the women are exempt from, mitzvah sesher has mankrama, so the Eviknani is also pot. What if he's a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin? So then the Gemara always says, the chatzi ben chayrin is chayv. Yeah, the chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin has to sit in sukkah because of the chatzi eved. And he has to shake a little because of the chatzi eved. He has to listen to the kiyah shofar because of the chatzi eved. There's one case, but the Gemara says, in the first daf in Chagiga, the riyah, to be oil regal, says, the rog calls the churcho, only the men are chayv, the women are potter. And the melem, it's necessary that the women are potter, the eviknein is also potter. But what if he's a chatz yevet v'chatz mechorin? So he should have said, fine, the chatz yevet is potter, but the chatz ben chorin is chayv. So he has to be oil regal because of the chatz mechorin. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. No, that's an exception to the rule. Because the pasuk says, Shalosh Pan Mashana, there are three psukim where it says. At one time it says, Liros is Panei Ha'odon Hashem. Liros says, Panei Ha'odon, Mishayin Laila, Od Nechod. Yot Zeh Sheesh Lo Od Nacher. If he's an Evik Nani, he has another Odin on top of him, namely, the Bailin, the boss of Adam owner. So he's not fully kafuf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's kafuf a little bit to his balabas. And Eved Ivri is not really an Eved. Eved Ivri leads the life of Riley. Kitag Lo'imo Achim Chavamaychal, Im Chavamishta, that's not a problem, he's not so kafuf. The Gemara Tesis quotes Yerushalmi, Akaina Eved Liatzma, Kikaina Odin Liatzma. They don't recommend to buy an Eved Ivri. But an Eved Knaini is, he owns the Eved Knaini, Kishor V'Hamor. So if you have an Evik Naini, so the Evik Naini is not chayv in Aliyah L'Regel. Not only is he not chayv because the women are not chayv in Echatesa, how can the Evid be mechuyiv more than the woman? No, the Evid has a poiter. Not just that the Evid is not mechuyiv. Avdus is a poiter. Because it says, Liris is Pnei Ha'odin Hashem. If he's Yotza Zesh Yesh La'od Nachef, if the Evid has another Odin, then that paters him from Aliyah L'Regel. So even if it's a Chatzi Evid v'Chatzi Mechorin, the Chatzi Avdus paters him from the Mitzvah. You can't say the Chatz Menachon should be Mechayv. Fine, Chatz Menachon is Mechayv, but the Chatz Yavad is Patazim. So that's apparently the nature of the Machlekes HaTanaim. Over here, the Psukim. What's the din over here? Agoin of Nefesh and Mechara, Yechayv, whether you sold an Ish, an Isha, a Kotna, Gershon, his Geir, an Evet, an Ishtacher, everybody. But if it's an Evet, Shaloy, an Ishtacher, then they all agree that you're not Chayv, a Pasuk. If you're going of an Evet, and the Sama by Mechara, then you're not Chayv. So apparently the machlokes hatanaim, this is the machlokes hatanaim. How do you read the psukim? That's how the Gemara says, "Ein miyatach miyatach al rab." It's a series of drashas. The shaila is, what's the nature of the din? Is the halacha eved is insufficient Yisrael to be chayv? Just like if you're going to vakum, you're not chayv. So you're going to eved also not chayv, insufficient. But if it's a chatzi eved, the chatzi ben chayv, so the chatzi ben chayvin, it makes enough Yisraelus in him that you should be chayv on going to nefesh and mechara. But if you say it's not that the word is that an eved is insufficient. Kedushas Yisrael to be mechayev the goynev, to be mechayev the one who kidnaps him, the oynish misim. No, the din is that Abdus is a poiter, so even if it's a chatzi yevet v'chatzi mechayrin, the chatzi mechayrin should be mechayev, but the chatzi Abdus is a poiter, it's mafkiya. So that's the machalik of satanai, ad rosh es ha-psukim. What's the din of a chatzi yevet v'chatzi mechayrin? You have no psukim, you have to have psukim, each case. I remember we were... We were surprised. The Rambam, what's the din? An Eved is not kosher leedus. An Eved Knaini is possible leedus. A Mishnah in Shavuos leedus. So what's the nature of the din? What's the nature of that din? An Eved is insufficient Kedushas Yisrael. He lacks in the Kedushas Yisrael. It's an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. So it's not enough to be Makshahim leedus. But what if he's a Chatzi Eved, a Chatzi Menchor? So the Chor should say the Chatzi Ben Chorin. Is enough to be machshehim le'edus. So the Rambam writes a chiddush that it's not so. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Eidus, and Eved Knaini is posel eidus, and the Chatz Yevet v'Chatz Mecherin is also posel eidus. That Avdus is a posel. Not just that Eved is insufficient. No. Avdus is a posel. Paslus le'edus. That's interesting. We must have discussed on different occasions the Nesivus and Simulam of Avot, quotes from the Tumim. from the Rebbe Rav Yonis and Ebeshitz in the Orme Tumer Machosh Mishpat, he says there is a din of Nimtzechet Men Edim Karva Pasul Edis Kula Metela. If three or more witnesses come to court and testify, and they all say the same story, so two of them are Kashal Edis and the third one is Pasul Edis. So the one who's no good, of course, we can't accept his testimony, but that's not the whole story. If they all came together, so you cannot even accept the testimony of the two kosher eidim. We learn that from a drosha, from a pasuk, that nimtza echad min eidim, kara pasul eidis kulam teila. So what if three witnesses come to Bezdin and they testify, two of them are kosher eidim, and the third one is a parrot? The parrot speaks Yiddish, and he sees what's happening, and he gives a whole commentary. Then he comes to Bezdin and he tells, Reuben Harge Shimon. He's the first that witnesses. It's Reuben Harge Shimon. And then the two other Edim comes. He's going to say, Nimtzech and Edim, Karva Pasul. Not an Edis. What? It's not an Edis. The Tumim doesn't say that. That's what I'm saying there, Moshe. So the Tumim has like this. This didn't occur to the Tumim. A parrot is going to come to this. So the Tumim gives a case where three human beings came to Bezdin, but the third one is not acceptable because he's one of the six people, Cherishah to the Cotton, Eved Akamisha. So he says, these six people, Cherisha to the Kot and Eved Akamisha, that's not considered an eid pasul. It doesn't have a shame eid at all. So even if you have three witnesses and they all came, Turkid and Ibra of each other, and they all b'may merecha, and they all testified, he wouldn't apply the klal. That's what the Nesivis quotes to him. He would not apply the klal of Nim Tzech and Meredim Kor Apostle. The Cherisha to the Kot and Eved Akamisha doesn't have a shame eid at all. So that's a shayla. The Pashta says, we usually assume like that. Eved, it's not that the Eved is an eid pasul. Eved Bechlal is not in the part who gavis but one chefze. He's an Eved and a Ben Chorin at the same time.
Other things we do. What is an Eved? Can you separate?
Can't separate. So what do you mean a chatziah? Be on the goof of the Yevet. No, the Ben Chorin is putting on tefillin on his own body. Ben Chorin shares this, it's the same body. They have one chefetz of a body, but each one is a different gavra. Could be. Going to be on the goof of the Yevet. No, the Ben Chorin is putting on tefillin on his own body. Ben Chorin shares this, it's the same body. They have one chefetz of a body, but each one is a different gavra. Could be. Could be. Could be the Rambam would disagree with that Tumim. He would say that maybe he holds that Eved does pass. Maybe he holds that Eved does pass. Anyway, that's what the Gemara quotes.
The discrepancy between the Mishnah on Daf Mem and Sanhedrin about three witnesses that testify together and a Mishnah in Makkos Daf Hei. In one, it's Mashman that the three witnesses count, and two of them, the two valid ones count, and in the other Mishnah, it's Mashman that none of them count.
Right. The Gemara sounds like, the Gemara points out the discrepancy. The Gemara sounds like it says that the Mishnah is against Rebbe Akiva. The Gemara sounds like they contradict each other. And the Rambam paskins both. Rambam is the problem. How does the Rambam paskin both? So the Lecha Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, the bottom of the Rambam says that the Rambam read the Gemara differently. When the Gemara says the Loike Rebbe Akiva, where's that Gemara? The Loike Rebbe Akiva, it doesn't. The Gemara is Mem Aleph on the base. When the Gemara says it's the Loike Rebbe Akiva, so the Rambam understood not that it's in contradiction to what Rebbe Akiva said in Makkos, but rather the Loike Rebbe Akiva means it's unrelated to the topic in Makkos. That's how we understood the Gemara. So that's why he holds that you accept both Lalach. Right. But here it's a different case, that the Eidim said any Yedeh B'drisha V'Hakira, so that's why we don't accept it. So it's like, Elohi Yidu Klal, their Eidim never got off the ground. And there in the Mishnah Makkos, all three gave a full testimony. But here, the third one, his testimony is not accepted, is because he didn't open his mouth. Let's say three people come to Bez and two give a Haggadah, and the third one is the Apostle Eidim, but he didn't say anything. He says, I don't know anything about it, I wasn't there, I'm just fascinated, I'm interested in seeing what's going on. So he's not one of the three Eidim. So even if he tells the story, but he can't tell his Zman HaMakom, that's Kilu Lohi Idu Klal. That's how the Rambam apparently read the Gemara. When it says that it's the Loike Rebbe Akiva, the top Taisus does not learn like that. The top Taisus on Mem Aleph and Beis learns the Gemara Kipshuto. So Machloike is between this Mishnah and that Mishnah. You got to make up your mind whether you're going to accept one Mishnah or the other. And the Rambam understood Keman, the Loike Rebbe Akiva, and so on, that it means that there's no contradiction. Yeah. Here the Gemara quotes on the last line on Pehei and Beis. The Gemara quotes a Braisa Ke'ilu, there's a Machloikis HaTanoim. Ke'ilu, there's a Machloikis on the top line on Pei Vav and Aleph. The Braisa on the bottom of Pehei and Beis has like this. Mechor lo'oviv o le'echo ve'le'echad min akroivim. So the Braisa says Chayiv. Going if the pasuk says going if nefesh me echov, so the Tanoim have a machlokes. What does it mean? Going if nefesh me echov, I kidnapped the person from the members of his family, and I sold him to a stranger. What if I kidnapped him and I sold him to one of the members of his brother? His brother is once I kidnapped the guy, Yosef, and I sell him to one of the brothers, to Yehuda. Yehuda is prepared to buy his own brother as an Evik Tani. So the Gemara says Chayiv, because Goyin of Nefesh Me'achov means Ayid. Me'achov is a description, I kidnapped a Jew, as opposed to kidnapping a Nachar, or as opposed to kidnapping an Ebeknani. Me'achov doesn't mean I stole him away from the members of the family. And then the other Tana, the Gemara says, on the top line of Pei Vogam and Al, Tana Tanakam made the Rosh Hashis. Someone was reciting this Brice in the presence of Rosh Hashis, that it says Chayiv. Kidnapped the person and you sold them to his own relatives, to the members of the family, Chai. So this is the brisa that he presented. So Rav Sheshis was not happy with this brisa. He says, Ani shoneh, I have a brisa that says Faker, Rav Shimon Omer Me'achov, Godim Nefesh Me'achov. Doesn't mean he stole a fellow Jew, he kidnapped a fellow Jew. He kidnapped him away from moving him away from the family, and he sells him to Afghanistan. He sells him to China, to Japan or something. So how can you tell me a braisa that contradicts Reb Shimon? What's wrong? You never heard of Machlokes HaTanoim? This braisa says Chayiv and Reb Shimon says Potter. The Gemara says no. This braisa that you're quoting, this Tani Tanakh HaMeid Reb Sheshes, is a Sifrei. A Sifrei means the drushes of the Tanoim on Bamidbar in Dvar. The Mechilta is the drushes of the Tanoim on Shmos, and the Sifro is the Taurus Kahanim on Vayikra. And we have a historical tradition, Stam Mishnah Rav Meir, Stam Tosefta Rav Nechemi, Stam Sifro is Rav Yudit, Toras Kahanim Abba Yikro, if it doesn't have any name in it, whenever it's an anonymous Bryce in Toras Kahanim, we assume it's Rav Yudit, the Tana Rav Yudit, and Stam Sifre is Rav Shimon. And the world Tamidim Kul, I'll leave it Rav Akiva, the world Tamidim Rav Akiva. So this Bryce that the Tani Tan Kameh, the Rav Sheshis, the Amora who was reciting the Bryce in the presence of Rav Sheshis, this last four lines, on Pehem and Beis, this is all the Sifre. This is all a commentary on the Psukim in Dvarim Chav Dalet. So how can it be that you have a Stam Sifrei against Reb Shimon? So you cannot say the Braisa that you quote holds one way, and my Braisa quotes Reb Shimon disagrees. No, the Stam Sifrei has to be Reb Shimon. So he crosses out the Girsan. So he says, Rav Sheshis crosses out the Girsan, the Braisa, instead of saying Chayiv, has to say Pot. So that's how we paska. We assume that there never was such a Machlokes HaTanoim. The din is that you Potter. if you kidnap a person and you sell him back to one of his own relatives, so the din is that you're puzzled. Okay, then the Gemara goes on. Here Tosis raises an issue. Tosis diba maschad b'nei Yisrael. When you learn Yeridei, this is on the first daf in Yeridei. I think it's daf Aleph Amud Aleph. First daf in Yeridei, the Shachan in the Kudus HaKesef talks about this. When it says b'nei Yisrael, like when it says ish, ish v'akos v'ish v'ish, kol ha'tar kul is written v'loshen zachar, but we say ish v'akos v'ish v'ish, the dinam apply equally to women. But if it says ish, then it comes, sometimes it comes to exclude isha, or sometimes we say, no, still ish v'akos v'ish v'ish, it comes to exclude kol. But the word ish has to be memayit something. So here also, b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael comes to the exclusion of gerim, or no? Doesn't come to exclude gerim. So Tosfos has theories in Gemaras. They're not sure. Sometimes the Gemara seems to assume that B'nai Yisrael is lemut lemait es hager. And sometimes we say not at all, not lemait es hager. So the Shach in Yeridei, on the first page in Yeridei, says you have to have a feel for how to darshan psukim. Sometimes yeah, and sometimes no. It all depends on the context. That's there's a machlokes hatanam regarding Saito. The Torah, the only one and only place where the Torah promises a miracle throughout all the generations, that you can rely on the miracle, is by the parsha of Soita. If the husband is choshed, his wife is nus, so he should bring her to the base. If there was kini, a stira, he brings her to the base amigdush, and she drinks the maim amorim, and there's nothing poisonous in the maim amorim, just that it doesn't taste too good, it has a little sand mixed in from the karka mishkan. There's no reason she should get sick from drinking the maim amorim. So the Torah promises that a miracle will occur, that if she's guilty of the violation of lesinah, she will die. And if she has a lot of schusim, so she's going to start to die, her eyes will start bulging, and her veins will start bulging, and it'll be noticeable that she's on her way to die, maybe not this year, next year, the other year, but if it's just plain maim amarim, just plain water with a little sand mixed in, nothing should, there shouldn't be any reaction at all. It's not that she's allergic to this. Nothing should happen. So that, the Torah promises a miracle, if she's guilty, she's going to die, she's going to start to die now. And if she's innocent, also the Torah promises a miracle, that even if she wasn't able to have any children, the nixav and izra zar, the Torah promises she's going to have a baby, and the Gemara records that there were women who were unable to have babies, and the way that they forced the Rabbanu Shlom to give them a baby was they went through the procedure, Chana, yeah, she threatened. And then the Gemara says, Bizman Baisheni, there were women who went to the Beis HaMikdash and they had babies, because the Torah promised this miracle. So the Shaila, there's a Machlekes HaTanaim, and the Mishnah is, does this miracle, was the miracle promised in the case where the husband is a ger? Where the mashkim is a geiris, there ain't mashkim is a geiris. Doesn't mean whether she's a geiris. It means Mrs. Ger. If the husband is a ger, because the pasuk says, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael. Do you say b'nei Yisrael, l'maites a ger? You don't say l'maites a ger. So Tosfos here has stiris. And the shach says sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes b'nei Yisrael is m'mait, sometimes not. So that's a by Saita, it's a machlokes hatanaim, whether he darshan b'nei Yisrael l'maites hager, or it's not l'maites hager. Okay, so that's a machlokes hatanaim. So the Gemara just quotes all the details of the halachas, okay. All the details of the halachas. Gemara has one more detail, what if a father kidnaps his own, father has a whole family, he kidnaps one of his own children, a little baby who's just born, and he sells them. The Sama Bal Machar. What do you mean kidnaps? It was a cinch. It was easy. Well, let's say a babysitter. Babysitter kidnaps the baby, and then she sells the baby. Or a Rebbe, a Malamed, Mikri Dardike. He kidnaps one of the children. They lock the door, and the children sit there in cheder. It's very easy for him to kidnap. It's not like someone breaks in, and he ties the guy up. He has shlit over them. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that the whole parsha of Goyin and Nefesh and Macharai doesn't apply. A Gaidav Ez Beno. Here, the Mishnah is. A Gaidav Ez Beno. So it's a Machlokes HaTanaim, a Chachamim Poitrim. We pass him like the Chachamim that you're not Chai. Why? Because it was easy. The child is growing up in my home. So it's very easy for me to kidnap the child. The Pasuk is Mashma, Vinimtza B'yodeh. How does it say? Ki Motze Yish Gaidav Nefesh Me'echem. Went out of his way and he kidnapped someone. But if it was such a cinch, because Kemitziyim B'yodin Domo, the Mikri Dardike, the Malamed of the children, or even the Masna Rabbanu, the Rebbe teaches the children Mishnayas, but he has full control, he has full shlit over the children. So it was very easy for him to kidnap them.
So the Xeris HaKasu does not apply. Similar to the Drosha, Prat Kimatze, Prat Lamatze. Right. Okay, so these are all the dinner. Fine, that's the Droshas and the Psukim, very easy. Now the Gemara on the bottom has a very famous sugya. Goes over to Amit Beis with a long, 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 long Balamar here. The Gemara has Itmar, the last seven lines, on Pei Vav and Ben Aleph. Itmar, in order to be Chayiv, Misa, for going of Nefesh and Macharai, you have to have two sets of witnesses. No, he kidnapped the guy at one time, and then a month later he sells him to someone else. It goes 1, 2, 3. Going to Nefesh, Yisama Ba Machara, 1, 2, 3. The stomach, he kidnaps him one time. Yisama Ba at a later date, and Machara at a later date. A month later he uses him, and a month later he sells him to someone else. So what if you have two sets of witnesses? Eide Gineva, the Eide Mechir Ben Nefesh. Shuhuzmu. The two witnesses say he kidnapped him, and two witnesses say that a month later he sold him to someone else. So you have four witnesses altogether. So what's the din if you mazim all the four? And they came together, so it's clear that they're in cahoots with each other. And you mazim all the four witnesses. It comes out that they were all in Eretz Yisrael. Bichlal, they weren't here in America the whole time. They weren't here bichlal. So we say, Basitz Melakash Zamam Lasul Yachiv is only if they gave a Haggadah Seder, if their Haggadah Seder is going to lead up to a Chiyuv Misa. If they just testified on a prerequisite, if the Halacha says you only Chayiv Misa, if he's going of Nefesh and Mechora, the real Chiyuv Misa is for the Mechora, for the Mechiras on Nefesh. But it's a prerequisite that he has to have been kidnapped earlier. So then, just because they're in cahoots together, and they come, the Gemara calls it Meramzei Remuzei, right before the Mishnah, the line before the Mishnah, Igmar has an expression, the Edom come together and they're winking with each other, they're schmoozing the whole time, they were clearly plotting together. And we're Mazim, all four Edom, so we see that they were all plotting together to give this person the Einish Miso based on the false testimony. They weren't even here on the continent. They gave the false testimony that it was going to Nafshim Achar. So the only time Yechai Miso for giving Edish Sheker, Behuzmu, Vasiz Malak HaShazam Las Lachiv is if the Haggadah Seder that you said is leading up to the Chiyuv Misa, but if it's just a prerequisite, he just can't, it's required that he should first go to Nefesh, but then the Chiyuv Misa is really from the Mecharai, so then the Eidim and the Geneva would not be Chayiv Kasha Zaman. The Shaila, the Gemara is going to, part of the discussion the Gemara is going to have is, do you say that it's a composite Mechayiv that consists of a combination of two Averis? You have to have the Aver of Lois Signal from the Aseris Adibris, in Shmoyis chapter Chav, plus the Aver of Lo Yimachem Am Keres Eben and Vayikra Chafei, a composite of two Averis is Mechai Vayinish Miso. But you say, no, it's a prerequisite. First, he has to be going to Nefesh. That's one Avera he does. But the Chiyuv Miso is really for the second Avera of Lo Yimachem Am Keres Eben. It's not that the combination of both Averis is Mechai Miso. So that's part of what's going to be discussed. So the Gemara has a case. We have two sets of witnesses, Edig and Eva, two witnesses, Edig and Mechira, separate two witnesses, and we're mazim all four. So what's the din? Chizkiya Omar Eina Herogim. You don't give anybody an Einish Misa. You can't give anybody the death penalty. Not even the second pair of witnesses. Gemara's going to explain why in a moment. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Eina Herogim. Rabbi Yochanan says all four get the death penalty. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's a composite Mechayim. It's Gineva plus Mechira. The violation of the Avera Loi Signa plus the violation of the Avera Loi Mochim and Kereseved together leads to a Chiyuv Misa. So the Eide Geneva were already testifying for the Haskalah, the Gemara calls it Geneva Haskalta de Mechir. That's already the beginning, it's a composite Mechav, that's already the Haskalah of the Chiyuv. That's how the Gemara has a Lashon 20 lines on the top. Geneva Haskalta de Mechir, according to Rabbi Yechon. So even the Eide Geneva are also Chiyuv Misa. And what is Chizkiya hold? And what is Chizkiya hold? Why does he hold that Yepater? So the Gemara says, at this point, they both hold the same. It's a composite Mechayev Misa that consists of Geneva plus Mechira. And it's an issue of Dova V'loi Chatzi Dova. There is a famous Machleik and Satanoim in Cheska Sabbatim, Daf Nun Vav, a Mishnah, Daf Nun Vav, a Meral. The din is that in order to have a Cheska Sabbat, I'm living in a house, I'm living in a field for the last year or two. And I have no way to prove that it belongs to me. You can prove that it once belonged to you. You can establish yourself as the Marakama. And I have no way to prove that it belongs to me. I say I bought it from you. So did they believe me, that I claim that I bought it from you? So the Mishnah says, if I can prove that I was living here for 3 years and using the house and using the field, normally, a regular cheskes habatim, so that's a din cheskes habatim shava shava. If I can, you have to have a chazaka sheishi matayna. I claim that I bought the house from you. I claim that you gave it to me with matana. I have a legitimate claim. Not stam squatter's rights. I say that I was living here for 3 years, and therefore you are meichel to me. That doesn't mean anything. I claim machartali on the satali matana, and I had a shtar, and I lost the shtar, whatever. So then that's a din cheskes habatim shava shava. So do you? So the Mishnah has a machlekes of kivin achachomim. Who's going to testify that I was living in the house or in the field for 3 years straight, normally? Do you have to have one pair of witnesses who testify from the beginning to the end? Or is it good even if you have one pair of witnesses were there the first year, one pair of witnesses were there the second year, third pair of witnesses were there the third year? So that's the machlekes of Akiva Nachachamim. Rabbi Kiva says, Dober, al pishnayim, al pishnayim, al pishlosh edim, yopim dober. The pasuk goes on mominus. Al pishnayim, al pishlosh edim, yumas hameses, nefeshes. Al pishnayim, al pishlosh edim, yopim dober, as mominus, the Gemara says. So dober has the connotation of dober, v'loi chatzi dober. Nachachamim disagree. Mehechatesa, dober, v'afilu chatzi dober. They don't agree with the drasha, dober, v'loi chatzi dober. So the original machlegs of Rabbi Kiva, Nachachamim, is by cheskes habatim shaloshonim. Rabbi Kivin, we don't pass like Rabbi Kivin. Rabbi Kivin says you have to have the same two witnesses testifying for all the 3 years. And Aloha in the Gemara is that it's not so. You can have Shnai Midim al Shana Rishonah, Shnai Edim Midim al Shana Shniyah, and a separate pair of Edim Midim al Shana Shlishis. And altogether, I will accomplish Cheskes Habatim Shalashon. That's the Machalegs of Rabbi Kivin the Chacham. The Gemara says there that the Chachamim also agree with Rabbi Kivin to the Drosha. That's what Tesis raises the question. Dover Vafilu Chatzi Dover. When the Darshan Chatzi is included, when they say Chatzi is not included. So Taisis runs through Shas, they have 10-15 cases. Dabba Afilu Chatzi Dabba. Sometimes the Gemara Darshans, Afilu Chatzi, Afilu Miktsas, and something more said only Kuloi, not Miktsas. So here the Gemara asks there in Bava Basra and Daf Nunvav Amid Beis, and the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Ayin Amid Beis, also the Gemara asks, if the Chachamim hold that Cheskes Habatim Shaloshonim doesn't have to be the same two witnesses for all 3 years, so what do they do with the Pasuk Dover V'lei Chatzi Dover? The Gemara assumes that everybody holds from the Drasha Dover V'lei Chatzi Dover. Pashup Shat in our Gemara, the Chachamim, they don't Darshan Dover V'lei Chatzi Dover, they hold Dover Afilu Chatzi Dover. But the Gemara says there in Bava Basra and Bava Kam, the Gemara asks, what do they do with the Drasha Dover V'lei Chatzi Dover? What's Rabbi Yechanan? So the Gemara asks this question. According to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Akiva, that they hold Cheskes Habatim Shaloshonim is acceptable even if it's three pairs of witnesses. So when is there an application of the din? The Gemara holds, everybody holds from the din of Dover like Chatzi Dover. So the Gemara says the case will be to establish that a boy or a girl are bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. To establish godless, it's not enough that you have shonim, that the boy is 13 and the girl is 12. You have to have shonim isimon. Simana means you have to have shtei sairis, you have to have two hairs, a minimum of two hairs growing on the eva ha'erva. And the hairs have to be a certain length. All discussion in the Mishnah, and neither how long they have to be. So what happens if you have two witnesses say, on a boy, let's say they're testifying, two men are coming to testify, you see from the Gemara that you need two kosher edim. Two edim are testifying that the boy or the girl, wherever it is, has shtei sairis. So two edim testify, achas b'gaboy, and two edim testify achas b'kreisa. They're looking the same time at the boy or the girl's body, and two witnesses, but each one is only looking a part of the body. So one says, two witnesses say we saw one seir over there, and two witnesses say we saw one seir over there. So the Gemara says even the Chachamim, the Rabbi Akiva would agree that that's not acceptable because of the drasha dov avalei chatzi dov. Huh? It's nothing. It's no good. So that's what all the Rishonim ask. Manishtana. Why is it if Cheskes Habatim Shaloshonim they hold Dover Vapidu Chatzi Dover? That's not a problem. And over here, by Shnai Mamim, two witnesses say Achas Begabo. We saw one Sire Begabo, and two witnesses, another two witnesses say Achas Begreso. Both on the Makam Ha'erba. Both Sires on the Makam Ha'erba at the same time. It's not Bezeh Hazeh. The both Shtei Sires were there simultaneously, but each Kat Edom only saw one Seir. So why is it that over there the Chachamim amoyed to Rabbi Akiva that it's no good, and by the Cheskes Habatim Shaloshonim they say that it is good? So all the Rishonim work on that. What's the difference? So the Rimigash, quotes an old girsa in the Rif. Cross out the girsa. Yeah, no, it's an asik. What did the Rif answer? So this five suggestions that the Rishonim have on the daf. What's the difference between achas begaba and achas bekreiso and cheskes abat mshalshon? When is chatzi dova yes acceptable? When is chatzi dova not acceptable? So one opinion in the Rishonim, that's the Rimagash quotes in the Rif, is that achas begaba and achas bekreiso is not acceptable because a different reason why. Because the halacha requires that the shtei saris have to be smuchas b'mak mechot. If you have shtei saris and they're eva ha'erva, but they're not near each other, one is begaba, one is bekreiso, so it's bechlal, it's no good. It's not that it's no good because you have two eidim say on this sayer, and two eidim say on the other sayer. Even if you have the same two witnesses say, achas begaba, achas bekreiso, also no good. Because the halacha says that the two saris have to be b'mak mechot. So what does it got to do with dova v'lechotzi dova? That's the problem. That's what all the Rishonim is. So what does it have to do with Dover v'lechotzi Dover? Abishnai made him Yochman Dover. Even if the two witnesses tell the whole story, the doctors, and they check the body of the child, and they see that there are Shtei Cyrus, but the Shtei Cyrus are not near each other. One Cyrus is Begabah, one Cyrus is Bekreiso. So they say it's also not good. It has to be B'machom Echon. So somehow these Rishonim say that that's what the Drasha means. The Drasha is not telling you a din in Hilchas Eid is, it's telling you a din in Hilchas Gadlus, that in order for a person to become a bar mitzvah, why is the pasuk over here? What has it got to do over here? The pasuk is talking about al pishnayim, al pishloshayim, yokum dover. Dover is mominous. You have yumas amesis nefashis, you learn dover mi momin, that's dover should be ever, needs to aidim. And this pasuk talking about mominous, which this pasuk is not talking about Gadlus. There is a different pasuk that talks about shtei saris by God. It's a different pasuk. Lo yokem edecha bish l'cholav l'chol chatas b'chol chayit asher yechto. Akol shnai menim al pishloi shedim yumas ameis. So the drosha in the sifrei on that pasuk is lo yokem edecha b'ish. Edecha is not bagloif to say that a person is a bar mitzvah. Ish prat l'kotten. Ish means a gadol bar mitzvah. So the sifrei has a drosha. It is not sufficient, it is not acceptable to establish that a person is a bar mitzvah. So if they would have had a drasha over there that's talking about, the drasha tells you that pasuk is talking about gadlus. So if they would have made a drasha on that pasuk that the shnei saris have to be near each other, then you'd have something to work on. The drasha was not over there, the drasha is over here. This pasuk goes on mominus. Al pishnei edim, al pishloish edim, yokum dover. It's talking about mominus, yokum dover. And we darshan dover v'lo chatzi dover, but we really hold the chatzi dover is good. Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim disagree totally. The Chachamim hold chatzi dover is always good. The only time you darshan dover v'lo chatzi dover is if you have the shtei saris b'shnei mekaymes nefradim, it's no good. That's strange. That's a strange sheet. That's what that was quoted from the Rif, and other girsos have it crossed out from the Rif. So that's one mahalach in the Rishonim. Other Rishonim give different suggestions. So the Ramban and Bava Kamma, the Mohammed and Bava Kamma, the Afayin and Rebbeis, gives a different shita, and it's mashma from Rashi, perhaps like this. If you have a child after the age of 12 or 13 has one sayer, one side, the din is, in order to become a godel, you have to have shanim v'simanim, you have to have shtei sayers. So if the person has one sayer, they say, oh, he's half godel, he's a half a godel, because he has one sayer. So the Ramban says, no, it's nothing. You can have a child before bar mitzvah has one saira, and it falls off and it's nothing. Then another saira falls off, it's nothing. Another saira falls off, it's nothing. You don't say, sacha kol, you had three sairas. No, you have to have shtei sairas b'vasachas. You only have one sayer at any one given time. The Gemara calls it shuma. Shuma means a growth of hair, shuma b'yama. The growth of hair doesn't indicate any godless at all. So the Ramban says, if I'm living a cheskes habatim in the soda, in the bayis, for half a year, so it's a shtikel hoichocha that it belongs to me. Not just I walked in today and I say it's mine. And the Mora comes and he says, you cannot get off of my field. Who invited you? He throws me out. No, I'm ready living there for half a year. I'm living for a year and a half. So he says, if you're living for shtikel time, there's a shtikel cheskes habat. It's insufficient. It's not enough cheskes habat. You have to have cheskes habat. It has to be 3 full years cheskes habat m'shalashon. So he says, a half and a half is a whole. But that's only by med v'mamur. If you have a chotzi dover met a chotzi dover, half and a half is a whole. But if you have a half that's a zero, you have sair achas to indicate that a person is a bar mitzvah. So that's a half. Sair achas is a half. Sair achas is garnish min garnish. The Ramban writes in Bava Kamma, many times you have a child before bar mitzvah and they have sair achas. and it falls off, then they develop another Sairachas, and it falls off, and they develop another Sairachas. Sairachas is nothing. It's a garnishment garnish. So he says, you don't even have a half or the half to add up to say that you have a whole. That's why the Chachamim hold. That's why they hold that it's no good. Rabbi Kiva holds Dovah V'lei Chatzi Dovah, a half and a half. You don't add up a half and a half. It's no good. And the Chachamim, no. Chachamim disagree. If you have a half, Cheskes Abatim, less than Shalashonim. We're not talking, a guy just walked into the house today. He's already been there a half a year. So Cheskes Abatim for a Shtikel Tzayit is a Shtikel Arayit. It's a Miktsas Haychacha. But it's insufficient Haychacha that it's his. So if you have one pair of witnesses say he lived there 1 year, another pair say that he lived there the second year, another pair say he lived there the third year, so a third plus a third plus a third equals one. But by Shtei Sairis, Shnei Ma'am Rachas B'Kav, Shnei Ma'am Rachas B'Kreis, what are you going to say? Half and half is a whole? It's not even a half. Sairachas is not even a half. That's how the Ramban interprets the Gemara. Why the Chachamim Hamoide, the Rebbe Akiva in such a case, they don't even darshan Dova V'lechotzi Dova. That's the Ramban sheet. What? I mean, there's a reyes in his cheskes habatim. The fact that he lives there is a shtikel. Let's say metaltalim. If I have metaltalim, say chazak kol mashe tazel harim shaloi, and there's no reyes, there's no raya against him. By cheskes habatim, if he's living there for a half a year, so that's a shtikel hachoch chazak mashe tazel harim shaloi. But there's a reyes, there's a raya against it. How come you don't have a shtar? So after 3 years, it's no longer a reyes. So then the cheskes habatim works out. But how long do you have to be there to have a shtikel cheskes habatim? So he says it doesn't have to be all 3 years, half a year, something like that. Half a year. Some a day is nothing. And karka, you have to have something significant.
Here is a half a year.
Huh? The Gemara says that it's good. If that's the way he lived there, it depends. What is he? The guy who's living there. What does he say? I lived there for 1 month, then I went away. Then I lived there for another month. Then I went away for a year. Then I lived there for another month, and it adds up to 36 months over the course of several years. So the Gemara says that that's no good. It has to be achzik et achzik inshti. If he lives there for a month, every time the real owner goes on vacation, the owner goes to Eretz Yisrael every July and August, and he goes into session. So 3 months a year he's not there. So whenever the Balbo's not there, then this guy sneaks in and he lives there. So that's not a cheskes habatim. Cheskes habatim means he lives there normally. So if the man who lived there, the machzik, claims, I lived there for 3 years in a row, but he can't produce witnesses on all the 3 years. He can only produce witnesses on 1 year at a time, 1 year at a time, 1 year, and in between there are gaps. But he claims I lived there the whole time. So then the Gemara says that it would be good. But if his whole claim only was that I lived there every other year, so then the Gemara questions that. That's not achzik et achzik inshi. So the Ramban, so this is already a second shita. The Rif claims that the reason, the Rif, the original version of the Rif, the reason why the Chachamim amoded to Rebbe Akiva by four witnesses, two witnesses say we saw one Saira, the Gaba, and two witnesses say that we saw one Saira, the Kresa, that it's not acceptable. The reason why is because the Shtei Sairas have to be B'mokam Erech. So that's it. It's a Yodua Dik Pshat, and it's very famous, difficult Pshat. How do you darshan from Dovah V'lechotzi Dovah that it has to be B'mokam Erech? So that's one sheet. The next sheet is the Ramban. Ramban says that the Chachamim of the Rebbe Akiva disagree with the Rebbe Akiva. They hold the Dovah V'afidu Chotzi Dovah. A half and a half is a whole, and a third plus a third plus a third equals one. But if it's Cheskes Habatim Sholoshonim, the Cheskes Habatim Shanaches is a third, and the Cheskes Habatim Shanashni is a third. So everything adds up, everything accumulates, and it adds up to a Cheskes Habatim. But if you're going to have Sairachas, two Edom say Sairachas, two Edom say Sairachas, it's not a half and a half as a whole. It's nothing with nothing. It's zero plus zero. It's zero. You have nothing. That's what the Ramban says. And other Rishonim give other suggestions. What's the void? It's all relevant for the Hemshech of this Gemara. What are the Chachamim Moide to Rebbe Akiva? Which case did the Chachamim Moide to Rebbe Akiva and why? Why they Moide to Rebbe Akiva? So other Rishonim say a different time. It's not a din. See, the Ramban says that the din of, there is no din dover, but loy chotzi dover. If it would have been a chotzi dover, a half and a half is a whole, and a third and a third and a third is a whole. But Sai Rachas is not even a half. That's how the Ramban says, Pshat. Other Rishonim say a different part. Bezdin has no right to be mekabel edus if the Haggadah say this b'shaita is irrelevant. Two Edom come to Bezin and say, we saw Sairachas. So Bezin is going to be Mekabalatis. What's an afkamina? They say, hold your breath. The Edom tell the Bezin, hold your breath. Maybe another Edom will come. Maybe another two Edom will come. Not maybe. We know another two Edom will come. So Bezin said, what do you mean? But you're telling us something that's irrelevant. It's Dvar Metalim. What are you telling me that there's Sairachas? Sairachas is Lomala Lomar. It doesn't change anything. So Bezin, the Vart, the Yisra Shonim, hold Bezin has no right to be Mekabalatis because it's meaningless. But let's say Beznim would be Mekabel Edis on Achilas Perishana Achas, that the Machzik was living in the field for 1 full year. That is relevant, La Halacha. It's not relevant that he should win, not relevant that the Machzik should win the field. Adarabah, it's relevant that Marakama can charge him rent. The Marakama, who proves that it belonged to him, Nikad Mazdano, can charge this fellow rent for living in his field, Shana Rishana, for the Achilas Peris. He had no right to gamba the peris. So the Bezin had a right b'shaita to be mekabaleiris on achilas peris shana rishona, achilas peris shana shni. It is relevant. It's relevant for the opposite. It's relevant hadra arava hadra peri. The Gemara says if he doesn't succeed in establishing a cheskas sabbat m'shalosh shanim, he has to give back the field to the marakama and pay for all the peris that he gamba. So it is relevant for something. So Bezin b'shaita had a right to be mekabaleiris. But if it's achas begab, achas bekreso, Bezin had no right to be mekabaleiris in the first place, because the whole Agoda Seidus was irrelevant. That's another day. That's Taisus quotes that from the Rif. Taisus in Baba Kama, Baba Basra, and Gittin, they quote that in the name of the Rif. Then they have the Ri. The Ri Bala Taisus gives a different Shita, a fourth Shita. What's the Hilik Nir Achaz Begab, Achaz Bekreis, and Cheskas Abad Mishol Shon? So the Ri says the Vort is, it's a Vort in Daikonis Oedim. Hamadaik Adi Eidim. Can you say if there were two witnesses who testify for the Shana Mishana, and then they move to Eretz Yisrael, then you have two witnesses testify Shana Shniyah, then they move to California, and then you have two witnesses on the Shana Shlishis. You're going to say the Edom are not, they weren't, then Dayik. What do you want? The Edom have to live there all 3 years. Each one had a job in this area, so they came. Each one came for 1 year. If it's Ro, Kol Masha, Hoyu, Yechadim Liroy, that's what the Ri coins an expression. If Edom Ro, Kol Masha, Yechadim Liroy, at the time that they saw, they were only in the vicinity for 1 year. So they testify on 1 year, Cheskas Abad, in 1 year. But if they're talking Achaz Begab, Achaz Bekreso, the Shtei Sairos are there at the same time. So why were they only looking on the one Sairos? Why don't they look on the other Sairos? So it's a Chisor in Daikonis Oedim. If Loro, Kol, Masha, Hoyu, Cholam, Liris, they could have. They're looking to establish whether this child is a Bar Mitzvah or not, whether he's a God, whether he has Shtei Sairos. And Loro, Kol, Masha, Hoyu, Cholam, Liris. So that's a lack of Daikonis Oedim. That's how the Riyazak in Bala Taisus says. So it all depends whether it's, is it Bavasachas? If everything is at the same time and they only saw here for the story, then we throw out. And even the Chachamid Rebbe Akiva hold that you don't accept the Chatzidava because it's a lack of Daikonis Oedim. But if it's like the Isha appointed a Shlich L'Kabbalah Saget, that's a mission in Gittin. Isha appointed a Shlich L'Kabbalah Saget. And then a month later, finally, the Shlich L'Kabbalah Saget got the husband to give him the get. So you need two witnesses to testify. Shnaim Shamra Bafanenu Omra. Two witnesses testify. The wife appointed this person as the Shlech the Kabbalah Saget. And Shnaim Shamra Bafanenu Kibim. And two witnesses testified that a month later the husband gave the get to the Shaliach Loilo. So Taisus there in Gittin raised the question, Aizda Chatzi Dover. So the quote from the Ri Abala Taisus says, no problem. It's at different times. She appointed the Shliach in New York, and the get was given in Philadelphia. So they don't live in Philadelphia, and those Edom don't live in New York. So what do you want? So if it's Roh, Kol Mashi Yechadim Liris, then there's no problem of Chatzidah. That's the fourth Shita. That's the famous Shita Sari. And then the fifth Shita, the Rabbi Hanan Wasserman points out on the first daf in Psochen, in the Shiur in Kavishim, Rabbi Hanan points out there's a very fascinating, it's a very fascinating shita, but this is not at all the accepted pshat. The shita Mukubet says, and Baba Basra, Daf Nun Vav, quotes a psashita lo noda me, an anonymous pshat that goes as follows. When, it's the whole thing is a chiddush. When a child becomes bar mitzvah, you have to have shana misimon. So when the shtei sairis grow, what's the pshat? This shows that the child is mature, and physical maturity, roi laholit, they're able to have give birth to children, so that establishes that is a simen ledover, that is a haychocha, that the person is already a gadol. Or they say, no, the growing of the shtei sairis creates gadlus. Is it a siman that the person has already become a godel on his own? Or do you say, no, it creates godel? So the Shita Mekubetzes has this fascinating distinction. Shita Mekubetzes says like this, by my living on the karka for 3 years, that accomplishes the cheskes habat mishalshem, that accomplishes that the karka belongs to me. No! I claim that I bought the karka from the guy. He gave it to me by matana. This is just a hechoche that I'm not lying. Yeah, I'm explaining why I lost the shtar. I'm not mechuyev to hold on to the shtar forever, like income tax return. Yeah, I'm mechuyev to hold on forever. There's a limit. After 7 years, 10 years, whatever, then you can throw it out. So you're also, people are not mechuyev to hold on to the shtar for more than 3 years. One 3 years, they throw it out. So the cheskes habatim, the living in the karka for 3 years, that makes it that the house belongs to him. No, that's just mesalik. The reis takes off the problem of achmi shtorcha. Why can't he produce a shtar? That's a side thing. So when the Edom are testifying on the Cheskes Habat M'Sholoshonim, that's not a Riyas HaMaisa. There is a din of Riyas HaMaisa. There is a din in the Gemara in Yesh Neichlin. We must have discussed it when we learned earlier, Sanhedrin. There's a din of Tchilosa B'Psul B'Sofa B'Kashas. Let's say when we watch Alvoa, let's say there are two men who are brothers-in-law, because one is married to the sister of the other. They're both married to two sisters, whatever. And then one of the wives dies, or somebody gets divorced. And now, a year later, they're no longer related to each other. They used to be brothers-in-law, now they're no longer brothers-in-law. So let's say we watch a halvor, and at the time of the halvor, the two men are brothers-in-law. They're both married to two sisters. By the time they come to testify in court, they're no longer brothers-in-law. One of the wives died, and one of the couples got divorced. So what's the halacha? When they come to Bezin, they're kosher l'hoyt. So the Gemara says, sorry, it's no good. They have to be kosher, has to be trilosa b'kashrus. They have to be kosher le'edis b'shas riyas ha'maisa. They have to be kosher le'edis b'shas ha'goras ha'edis. When they give that story to Bezin. What's that locha? Riyas ha'maisa? What kind of a din is that riyas ha'maisa? So the Rashbam says it's learned that from the Pasuk in Vayikra. Oro o yoda. In Parshas Vayikra. Oro o yoda z'akzeris ha'kosa v'chal Hashem riyas ha'maisa. So the Shita Mekubetz is there. Vav Abbas Adaf Nuvav has like this. The halacha of Dova v'lechotzi Dova according to the Chachamim, the Rebbe Kiva, they also subscribe to the drasha. There is an institution of, there is a din of Dover Vlechatzi Dover, but it's only a din, it's not a din of Dikonis Eidim, it's not a din that Bezna has no right to be the Kabbal Dvarim B'Teilim, it has to be meaningful. None of the above shot. The Shitim Kubetzah says a din of Dover Vlechatzi Dover is a vort, it's a condition within the Riyas HaMaisa. Whenever there's a Maisa that the Eidim had a Riyas HaMaisa, you have to have Riyas Kol HaMaisa. So when is that? Shtei Cyrus create the godless. So you have to have two Edim, have to have Riyas Kol HaMaisa. You have to see the are Shtei Cyrus that make the person, that make this cotton into a god. So you have Riyas Kol HaMaisa. And if you only have Riyas Chatzi Maisa, that's no good, because there's a din Oro O Yoda, you have to have Riyas HaMaisa. But what about by Cheskes Habat M'Sholoshonim? What? The living on the karka for 3 years is the Maisa? No, the Maisa is the Mechire. The Maisa is the purchasing of the field. There is no Riyas, if he would bring Edom who testified that he bought the field, so that the case would be finished. There's nothing right to discuss. In the lack, he's unable to bring witnesses who saw the Riyas HaMaisa, the Mechira. So he's just bringing HaChacham in Atzad. And when the witnesses say, we saw Achilas Peris, that's not a Riyas HaMaisa. The Maisa Achilas Peris is not what's gorim to the result that the Karka belongs to him. That's Mesalik, the Reis of the Achri Shtarcha. So since there's no Riyas HaMaisa over here, so there's no Chisonam Chatzi Dova. Dova LeChatzi Dova is a word. Edom have to have Riyas. Whenever the Edom are testifying on a Maisa, so you require Riyas Kol HaMaisa. But B'chlavan's not a Riyas HaMaisa. They're not saying on a Maisa. So there's no din of Dova LeChatzi Dova. So these are the five pshatim that the Rishonim give. What do the Chachamim, the Rebbe Kiva, hold? The Chachamim hold, in Cheskes Habatim, they disagree with Rebbe Kiva in the Mishnah. They say, three Kitei Edim, each one testifying on a different year, would be acceptable. But on Shnayim HaMachas B'Gab, Shnayim HaMachas B'Kreisa, two witnesses testify on one side, or two witnesses testify on the other side, that's not acceptable. That's double v'lechatzi dover. So all the Rishonim worked on this. Why is there a difference? Why is this chatzi dover is good, this chatzi dover is not good? So they gave all of these five pshat. Now the Gemara is going to go into the details. Gemara is going to go into the details of the chatzi dover. There's a case that Rabbi Akiva is made that it's good. You have to figure out what is that case by Goinev Shor v'seh tvocha mechora. One who steals a shor v'seh is probably not going to have the same pair of edim. So Gemara says even Rabbi Akiva agrees. If he gambles the behemoth in the presence of two witnesses, then he sells the behemoth in the presence of different two witnesses, it is good. So why is even Rabbi Akiva's maid over there? There's no isha v'dover v'chotzi dover. And how would that apply? I'll be hit koinim nefesh mechora. Okay. So believe that next week, this is a very... a bit of a complicated Gemara. Rashi has one pshat. The Balamor doesn't agree with everything that Rashi said. There's a famous Malchamis here. Machlegs the Malchamis and the Balamor. That's it's really when people start Maseches Makkos. Daf Yomi just finished Makkos. The first Daf Makkos. There's a famous 2 days in Tosfos. What's the Malkus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? What's the nature of the din of Malkus Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? So that's the famous Machlegs here between the Balamor and the Ramban. What's the Gedra Din? That whenever you can't give kasha zama, so you give malchus instead. What kind of halacha is that? So we'll have to learn this gemara. In this week's sedra, the pasuk says that kol amon v'yosim loisa anun. You have to be careful when you deal with hum lolim, not to hurt their feelings. Imon atana oisam shomoy eshma tzakos kichanun oni. You have such a pasuk in Chumash Vayikra also. It says you have to be careful because if they're going to cry out to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish you. So Rashi and Vayikra quotes, Rashi and this week said, I don't think quotes. So Rashi and Vayikra quotes from the Tanoim, what do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish you because the other one is going to complain? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish you. Manushah, do you deserve to be punished? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish you even if the other one doesn't cry out. And if you don't deserve to be punished, what does it make a difference if the other one is going to cry out? The Pasuk initially says, that if one curses someone else, bechinam, so an undeserved curse, yeah, an undeserved curse is meaningless. So the Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamayli Hippareya Ayidei Mi Shetzoikim Olav. Meretach like this, the person does deserve a punishment. He did an aveira, he babbled someone, and he does deserve a punishment. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to punish him on the spot, Techidei Diva. He can wait 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. He can punish him in other moments. He can punish him sometime in the future. But if I ba'avol another boss of Adam, and the other person complains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then the pasuk says, oh, he's complaining that he hurt his feelings. Shamoy yesh matzakoso v'shamayti kechananoni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu memayel yipareya. He will hasten the oinish that you do deserve because you ba'avol someone, you hurt their feelings, and the other person prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Pashtus is in the Indian we were discussing the topic of Ein Hara. What is Ein Hara all about? So that's the Pashtus, what Ein Hara is all about. Ein Hara means, I feel it's not fair. How come he has such a good parnas and I don't? I'm the Zalbet Tzadik that he is. How come he has such success? He has a good looking wife and he has blessed with children and he has a parnas. Everything goes well for him and things are not going well for me. I deserve what he has plus more. So whenever you give such an Ein Hara, what does it mean? It's an implicit tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's not fair. The Baruch Shalom is not being fair. It hurts. So if the other person deserves an Einish, usually everyone deserves an Einish. We all did out there. It's unusual that a person such a tzaddik doesn't deserve an Einish for anything that he ever did. So if a person does deserve an Einish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to admonish him right away. But if it hurts me, even though he didn't hurt me, he didn't do anything to bother me, he leads his happy life on his own. It's not like imanesano osav shemati kichananoni. It's not that he babbled me, but if it hurts me, the fact that he's successful hurts me, and I offer a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then the understanding is HaKadosh Baruch Hu memayli hipareya because of the fact that someone is praying and the fellow does deserve an anish. But let's say the fellow doesn't deserve any anish at all, then the anhara can't be shaylet. The answer is most people have sinned, and most people do deserve an anish. So if someone offers a quiet prayer that the other person should not be so successful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may listen to the prayers and be manish the other person. That's the whole. And so on. They were learning everything. He didn't give in. He still maintained his shita that his halevis didn't make sense.
Therefore, the He's not charged to an eye.